There he goes. That's the chairman of the board on this Thursday. Normally, Wednesday's our Sinatra Wednesday, even when Frank wants to sing. You going to tell him no? Even today? 24 now. Before the hour of 9 o'clock, we'll have news at the top of the hour from the CNN News Desk. Jeff Berner is on the other end of our line from Professional Physical Therapy. Good Thursday morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Skip.
Well, you know we're going to have our snowbirds down here 6 more weeks.
Absolutely.
Ponsatale Phil, he saw his shadow. That means waiting in line for the restaurants, right?
I can't complain. This winter hasn't been bad this year so far.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You know, last week or last time we were talking on the air, we talked about arthritis. And the one thing that I've always remembered in life, when you go out, you give somebody a firm handshake, right?
Absolutely.
Sometimes with arthritis, that's not easy to do.
It is tough. Plus, it influences just about everything you do during the day. One of the things that we open doors and doorknobs are hard if somebody's got arthritis or weakness in the hands, and the weakness in the hands can lead to arthritis.
Well, that's a good point. You know, when I first got down to Florida, and I played a lot more tennis than I do today, and I should be playing more tennis today, but I had a little finger that every time I hit the ball with the racket, it would feel like, remember up north when you hit a baseball bat in a cold day? It would just sting all the way down. And somebody finally said it was arthritis, and for some reason it's gone away. But, boy, that sure did hurt, and it made a difference in the game.
Do you wear a glove when you play tennis?
Nah, I don't. I probably should, but I don't.
Well, that's one of the things that it'll dampen the stinging, plus it makes it so that you don't have to hold the racket with as strong of a grip. That's one of the recommendations that I have for anybody that has arthritis in their hands. And they're thinking about, oh, I don't know if I can keep playing tennis, or I don't know if I can keep playing golf. There are gloves that help with that grip component. And I've even suggested people that have rheumatoid arthritis, which is more congenital disease.
Sure.
I recommend that they use golf gloves for everyday life. Opening doors, for example, or opening jars. I mean, they sell or a lot of people give away those grippy things that they use on the top of jars to open jar lids for the typical person. But when you have arthritis, you need that kind of tackiness on your hands with just about everything that you do, whether it's picking up something from the countertop or opening a doorknob, like I said.
Any exercises we can do with our fingers if we've got arthritis in our fingers and stuff to sort of help too?
But again, the stronger the muscles are, the less, and this is more for the osteoarthritis, the stronger the muscles are, the better supported the joints are.
Okay, that makes sense.
So things that you can do are get initially a soft ball of clay or Play-Doh.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can start making bread by hand again, and knead the bread. Use your hands in that dough to squeeze it and increase the grip strength. Other things that you can do is digging in the sand. We have a lot of sand here in Florida, so that makes it easy for us to do. Digging in the sand can really increase your strength now. It gets underneath your fingernails, but that's not bad either.
You can always wash that off.
Absolutely.
I'm still sitting here thinking about all the tennis matches I might have won if I had a glove on.
There you go.
Hey, you going to be at the health fair tomorrow?
I will be at the health fair.
Great. You're going to have a booth? What are you going to be talking about?
We're going to be, I'll be testing people's grip strength there. If anybody from WSBB wants to come in and have their grip strength tested, I can explain normative values as far as in your age group, how many pounds of force you should be able to produce, as well as give them some additional exercises that they can do to strengthen their grip. I'm also going to be taking a look at people's balance and giving them suggestions on what they can do to improve their balance.
Wow. Do you know your booth number yet or what location?
I don't know my booth number yet.
Just look out for them. Professional Physical Therapy. They'll be on Canal Street. It all starts at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Jeff, if somebody's got a question, what number can they call you at?
They can call me at 423-0100.
All they got to do is mention their favorite radio station in 15 minutes?
Yipper.
Yeah, Dale, they'll give you a 15-minute consultation absolutely free. All you got to do is mention AM 1230 WSBB. Jeff, we'll see you tomorrow or see you Saturday on Canal Street.
Saturday, very good. You had me scared there for a second. I thought I had to move my patients tomorrow.
Well, you know, I'm just getting older and older, and things just keep moving by quicker. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Thanks, Skip.
There he goes, Jeff Bruner on AM 1230 WSBB.
Having problems with your roof? Call the team at AWS Roofing for a free estimate.